Test 71, Section 2, Question 13. This one, we're looking for what would weaken the argument. And it says, animals should not, feed should not include genetically modified plants, so don't feed them GMOs. So a study found that lab rats fed genetically modified potatoes for 30 days tended to develop intestinal deformities and a weakened immune system. So if lab rats fed genetically modified potatoes for 30 days developed these problems, whereas rats fed a normal diet of foods that were not genetically modified did not develop these problems. And so basically rats that had a normal diet didn't. So with this one, I was sort of like, well, it seems like a decent argument, but we want something that's going to say, it doesn't really matter if you give genetically modified plants to animals. So A, potatoes are not normally a part of the laboratory rats, of the diet of lab rats. So I went, maybe, because it could say that it's not that they're genetically modified potatoes, it's just that they're potatoes. The rats tended to eat more of the genetically modified potatoes at the beginning of the 30 than they did towards the end. I don't think we really care about how that their feeding was distributed over the 30 days. Intestinal deformities at birth are not uncommon among rats bred in laboratory conditions. Well, it doesn't matter whether they're there at birth. We want to know about the ones that developed. Genetically modified potatoes have the same nutritional value to rats as do potatoes that are not. We don't really care so much about the nutritional value. We care about what happens to their immune system and intestinal tract. The researchers conducting the study were unable to explain how the genetic modifications of the potatoes would have caused the intestinal deformities. Well, it doesn't really matter if they can explain how. If there is a correlation, there is cause for concern. And so therefore, A is our best answer because it says it's not necessarily the GMO. It might just be that it's potatoes.